Paper 4. Listening, Part 4. You will hear someone talking about modern technology. For each question, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
I mean, I don't think anyone would deny that the pace of technological change is picking up all the time. Change is happening faster and faster. And in the economy, product life is getting shorter and shorter, with new or improved models coming onto the market at ever shorter intervals. This is true for the economy as a whole, but especially for the technology market. I mean, it's a truism that a computer or a mobile phone that you buy today is already out of date when you hand over your cash or your credit card at the checkout to pay for it. We all know that the manufacturer started development of its successor probably several years ago. We all know that technology has advanced at such a speed that when you buy the newest, latest gadget, it in fact no longer has the latest technology inside it. This is a situation you can grin and bear, just accept it as the way things are today. But for many people, this overall development in the consumer society causes an enormous amount of stress. And this, in my view, is just one aspect of the way technology is not making our lives easier or happier, but in fact, doing exactly the opposite. It makes our lives more difficult and more stressful because we feel the need to be up to date all the time. And the consumer society thrives on this basic dynamic. So we are constantly comparing and making choices and decisions that we think are essential if we are to lead a life at the so-called cutting edge. It makes me sad to see this, but I also acknowledge that it's very hard to resist the temptation to always have the so-called best and to get the best deal. But I actually believe that not only this ever-expanding choice, this ever more frenetic pace of change, but technology as a whole is making us into slaves. If you just step back a moment and look back over the last 100 years at some of the things that we now take entirely for granted, but actually emerged as something revolutionary at some point in the last decades, if you look back at some of these new inventions in the cool light of dawn and ask yourself, has this really made us freer, happier people? I think that the honest answer is often, no, it hasn't. Take air travel, for example. Planes haven't shortened the amount of time we spend travelling because we now travel more often and further, taking long-haul flights to places we never dreamed of going to before. Or take something simple like the washing machine. It hasn't shortened the time we spend on housework because we now have more clothes and change them more often. Or mobile phones and the internet mean we can now contact people and they can contact us all the time. So we communicate more and people expect an instant response. And in our free time, there are so many things we want to do that we never relax. If you look at things from this angle, I think it's really quite sobering. New inventions eat up more and more of our time. We spend more and more time choosing them, reading the operation manuals. Have you noticed how even everyday things like televisions and cars and phones, they all come nowadays with a whacking great manual that you have to wade your way through to find out how to operate them? Or if you don't, you start feeling guilty because you're not making the most of your buy. No, sorry. The simple truth is that technology has not made us freer. It has enslaved us.
Now you'll hear part 4 again.
I mean, I don't think anyone would deny that the pace of technological change is picking up all the time. Change is happening faster and faster. And in the economy, product life is getting shorter and shorter, with new or improved models coming onto the market at ever shorter intervals. This is true for the economy as a whole, but especially for the technology market. I mean, it's a truism that a computer or a mobile phone that you buy today is already out of date when you hand over your cash or your credit card at the checkout to pay for it. We all know that the manufacturer started development of its successor probably several years ago. We all know that technology has advanced at such a speed that when you buy the newest, latest gadget, It in fact no longer has the latest technology inside it. This is a situation you can grin and bear, just accept it as the way things are today. But for many people, this overall development in the consumer society causes an enormous amount of stress. And this, in my view, is just one aspect of the way technology is not making our lives easier or happier, but in fact, doing exactly the opposite. It makes our lives more difficult and more stressful because we feel the need to be up to date all the time. And the consumer society thrives on this basic dynamic. So we are constantly comparing and making choices and decisions that we think are essential if we are to lead a life at the so-called cutting edge. It makes me sad to see this, but I also acknowledge that it's very hard to resist the temptation to always have the so-called best and to get the best deal. But I actually believe that not only this ever-expanding choice, this ever more frenetic pace of change, but technology as a whole is making us into slaves. If you just step back a moment and look back over the last 100 years at some of the things that we now take entirely for granted, but actually emerged as something revolutionary at some point in the last decades, if you look back at some of these new inventions in the cool light of dawn and ask yourself, has this really made us freer, happier people? I think that the honest answer is often, no, it hasn't. Take air travel, for example. Planes haven't shortened the amount of time we spend travelling because we now travel more often and further, taking long-haul flights to places we never dreamed of going to before. Or take something simple like the washing machine. It hasn't shortened the time we spend on housework because we now have more clothes and change them more often. Or mobile phones and the internet mean we can now contact people and they can contact us all the time. So we communicate more and people expect an instant response. And in our free time, there are so many things we want to do that we never relax. If you look at things from this angle, I think it's really quite sobering. New inventions eat up more and more of our time. We spend more and more time choosing them, reading the operation manuals. Have you noticed how even everyday things like televisions and cars and phones, they all come nowadays with a whacking great manual that you have to wade your way through to find out how to operate them? Or if you don't, you start feeling guilty because you're not making the most of your buy. No, sorry. The simple truth is that technology has not made us freer. It has enslaved us.
That's the end of part 4.